Revelation Revealed, Part 2, Section 11, Church. I need to comment on the word churches found in chapter 1, verse 4. There are seven churches mentioned. Now, to understand what is being talked about concerning church in the first three chapters, we need to understand how John understood the word church in his day as he penned these words. The Greek word translated as church into our English Bibles is ekklesia. It simply means a gathering of people. It's not a religious word, it's just any group of people who gather together was called an ekklesia. As a matter of fact, one place in the book of Acts, I believe it's chapter 17, an angry mob was considered an ecclesia. And the angry mob, in that case, wasn't a church. In the Hebrew language, church is translated from the Hebrew, translated into English from the Hebrew word synagoge, which basically means community, a community of people. And that's where we get our word synagogue, a place where the community met. The basic idea of synagogue, ecclesia, or church in New Testament times was not a building or a place. It was a community of people. I would call them the community of Christ. Throughout the book of Revelation, I would like to substitute, if I remember, the term community of Christ instead of church. Because when you and I think of church in our 21st century, we think of a building, a place to go to. We think of a hierarchy, an ecclesiastical structure. You know, we think of the Southern Baptist Convention. We think of the Anglican Church, the Episcopal Church, and on and on. That's not what John thought about when he thought of the word church. It's not what he and other believers in his time experienced when they thought of church. Their experience of church was being personally joined to a few other people by the Holy Spirit. From this joining, they would have supportive fellowship, which resulted in ministry. John and others weren't simply joined to other people in the body of Christ for the fun of fellowship. They were joined for ministry. I call these joints functional relationships. Paul had a functional relationship with Timothy. They were brothers in the Lord. They supported each other, but they just didn't support each other for the sake or the fun of fellowship. It was for ministry, so they could do what they needed to do, what they were called to do in the body of Christ. I like the term body of Christ much better than church. As a matter of fact, I don't really even like the word church anymore because it no longer reflects New Testament teaching of what church is all about. So, with this in mind, when we get to chapters 2 and 3 and we see certain letters addressed to the church at Ephesus, for example, let's not think of church in 21st century, in the 21st century way. Let's say it this way. The letter was written to the community of believers in Jesus in Ephesus. There was one community of believers. They were joined relationally to one another, not just for the fun of fellowship, but for ministry, to do what they were called to do by Jesus. I could say more about this. I've written extensively about it on my website. You can find all the articles that will explain this in much more detail, but I just needed to say it right here off the bat. When I see the word church in Revelation, I do not think of our 21st century church. I see a group of people called the community of Christ.